Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation number 0604-063 for Eric Phillips, E-R-I-K-P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. Date of service 5/24/2022 and date of birth is 9/9/83. The physical examination for this gentleman is as follows. The patient is vital signs 138/109, pulse 72, pulse ox 98, height 5'8", weight 145, temperature 96.7, respiratory rate is 20. A 38-year-old African-American male of a average build and nutrition and alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, or cholinesia. Sitting comfortably, there is no acute pain phases or shortness of breath or any kind of distress. The patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile without using any adaptive device. The rest of the physical examinations from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal. The gait is completely normal. Musculature examination is completely normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is completely normal from the template, please. Spine tenderness, none is existing. Paravertebral muscle spasm and tenderness, none is found. And paravertebral hypertonicity is not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30, hyperextension is not painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, the Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive bilaterally, distraction test positive. There is no sign of myelopathy and Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is negative, Breger test is negative, Kemp test negative, and Brzezinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, there is a mild tenderness on the sacroiliac joint towards the left SI joint. A standing flexion test was negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative. Faber test on the left side is positive, as well as Faber test and Gonsalin test also is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template. Plan of care is from the template. The diagnosis. Motor vehicular accident, V8 9.2 XXT, in the general. Nerves, M79.2. Cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4 XXA. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.1, left sided, S33.5 XXA, and M54.17. Treatment plan. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to focus only on the neck and the left sacroiliac area, which are positive for pathology. Cervical spine is positive, herniated disc at 5 different levels. So despite the IME exam stating everything normal and nothing is needed to be done is incorrect, the patient will definitely benefit from a sacroiliac joint injection time 2 for diagnostic reason as well as for therapeutic reason. and 4 to 5 injections to the cervical spine to bring him relief from the symptoms from the pain in the neck and pain in the left side of the sacroiliac joint. I've ordered a traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program once a week only. The rest patient is supposed to do at home. Disability has been continued for work disability, housework replacement. The patient on the top has an extreme learning disability. He's never worked, and he will not be able to find any job. Transportation has been added. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are as follows. The patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for help with the anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Number two, patient is provided with Lunesta, which is a 1 mg tablet at night for sleep, help with the sleep, as well as relieve insomnia associated with the pain and decrease the need for opiates at night by reducing the perception for pain. Voltaren gel has been provided to help with the topical pain relief. Lidocaine patch for the relief topically. Narcotic analgesics, none are being provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. And patient is advised to do the stretching of the neck. Referred to psychiatry is yes for patient to unwind his issues due to the accident, especially the depression and anxiety. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI. The patient has brought an IME exam that was reviewed, and according to the IME exam, everything is completely normal, and was advised to patient to be stopped with all therapies and all undertaking, all medications, and no surgery or anything is required. However, the MRI shows a cervical MRI, a herniated disc at the level of C2 and C3, C3 and C4, C4-5, C5 and C6, as well as C6 and 7 and C7 and D1. And these herniated discs are encroaching on the anterior epidural space, as well as bilateral neuroforamen narrowing, leading to pain in the neck area that is consistent and objectively defined. Hence, the patient is being provided further therapy as well as new direction, new therapist, and a stretching of the spine, traction of the spine, and cervical epidural injection are advised to the patient. However, the lumbar spine was completely normal. Interventional pain procedure, 2 injections to the left sacroiliac joint for diagnostic and therapeutic reason, and 4 to 6 injections, interlaminar epidural injection to the cervical spine. Surgical options will be considered once CESI has been shown to fail. Referral to neuropsych is not warranted. Attended care and caseworker is not warranted. Patient mobile is able to mobilize without any adaptive device. Past medical records are not available. IME records were available. They've been reviewed. Investigations. No new investigations being ordered. DMEs. The patient already has the back brace, neck brace, and is advised to use them. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 7 to 10 days. Thank you.